B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
All right, it is 4 o'clock hour of the Mike Missinelli Show, and 4 o'clock hour is brought to us by Landis Block. If you want to stop shop, create jaw dropping outdoor paradise online, LandisBC.com. I'm looking for an interesting play tonight. I'm looking at a couple games in college. What's the Sixers line tonight, Tyron?
12.
Sixers 12?
Yeah, it was 13.5, but I think Embiid's not playing, so it dropped. That's my guess. The 1.5 means he's not playing, but it's 12.
I'm staying away.
Stay away for you?
Staying away. That could be a backdoor cover.
Yeah, and it could be an emotional night for everybody. You don't know how they'll be focused early. But yeah. I think they win the game. The money line's like -9.
Yeah, they won't lose the game.
No.
All right, so I hate to do this to you, brother. First of all, there are two games of local interest, and one is the Big East game. Villanova is at St. John's tonight. I'm smelling an upset.
Oh, you are?
Yes. Johnny's? It's at the Garden. Villanova, actually went up 3.5. Villanova favored 3.5. I think St. John's might win the game tonight.
Outright.
Now, the other one, I'm going up to the Rack tonight, where the Rutgers Scarlet Knights are unbelievable this year, and certainly unbelievable at home in the Rutgers Athletic Center, affectionately known as the Rack, and they just escaped again the other night with a comeback against Nebraska.
Yeah.
Where they were down like 5 and they win the game in the end.
Yeah, they escape.
And tonight, Purdue comes to the Rack.
All right.
And the line is a slender -3. Purdue is 11-9.
And that's all the line is?
I got the Boilermakers outright tonight in Rutgers.
Unfortunately, that's a Purdue line.
A total Purdue line.
That's a slim line.
Where Rutgers is just unbeatable.
That's what I'm saying,
huh?
At the Rack,
Purdue, a mediocre Big Ten team, comes in there only a 3-point dog outright.
I mean, I'm staying away, but the line does scream.
Oh, it screams Boilers.
It does.
All right, now one other 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. Yesterday, we were talking about the McDonald's All-American game, 1996.
Yeah.
Where Kobe Bryant, Richard Hamilton was on it. And I mentioned a guy who was on the West roster named Lester Earl.
Yeah.
Who, I go, I remember him. He went to LSU. Lester Earl happens to be the father of Villanova freshman Jeremiah Robinson Earl.
Really?
Yes.
So he got some pedigree.
What a coincidence is that?
That's crazy.
Isn't it? It's just crazy.
Yeah, that's, wow. Okay.
All right. There it is. All right, let's go. Bill in Berlin. Bill, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Bill.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. Sad couple days. To my opinion, for the answer to the question earlier posed by you guys, I believe the universe allows us to meet very few people who just by kind of being themselves make us better.
Mm-hmm.
They live their lives in such a way that they touch kind of the deep longings of our hearts and tell us that we can be better, that we should not settle for anything but being our best. And in their unique way, they reveal us to ourselves, and because of the ways in which they touch us, we're better people.
Yes.
And I think in this way, Kobe leaving us too soon kind of shakes us up inside, because he personified what I believe to be a small part of everyone's formula for happiness, is kind of the ratio of talents used over talents received. And I feel like, myself especially, we so often don't use all our talents, and for a multitude of reasons. And when we see someone like Kobe maximizing his, and more specifically this leading to greatness, I think we're in awe because it's so rare. So my point being that he was a motivating force and a constant reminder we could always be better than we ever imagined.
I think it's a pretty good sentiment. The outpouring, when it first happened, you don't think about how people are going to react. The reaction to this has been like way beyond what I ever thought it could be. There's genuine sadness from people over this.
Yeah, and I didn't even know him, and I was crying. I think there's just so many layers to it.
Yeah.
And I think that's a big part of it. Anthony was saying on the show the other day that celebrities, obviously, if people get upset because they invite them into our homes, and then this was a local guy, and also you hear these stories of him, these acts of kindness, even though people thought he was kind of a jerk, but he wasn't. He was seemingly a great guy. So I think there's just so many facets to it. And, of course, his age, his daughter, other people on board. I mean, I could talk for hours about it.
Yeah. We lose track of what the purpose of the athlete is, right? The purpose of the athlete, he is programmed to win, right, and compete. Now, a lot of athletes don't compete to the level that Kobe Bryant competed. But that was his singular focus. Now, whatever drove him to that, whatever he saw, whatever was impressionable to him as a youth, drove him to an extra level that only a few people have. And like I say, I think of the killer in his sport, he's one of two killers. But his star at the end is going to wind up being more admired than somebody like Michael Jordan, for whatever reason it is. And Tyrone, I know you discuss this a lot about how we view athletes and how you think that sometimes we are too hard on athletes because we don't see the human side of the athlete. And to a large extent, you're right. You know, we are not programmed to necessarily see the human side. They are a commodity to us.
Right, and I'm not talking about, just so people are clear, I'm not talking about, oh, it's okay that Ben Simmons doesn't do what Ben Simmons doesn't do. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is, one, that they're flawed because they're human, and all humans are flawed. They're not going to be perfect no matter how much money you give them and how much responsibility you give them. They're not going to be perfect, and nobody's perfect, including a high-paid athlete. And then certain things in life affect them because there's nothing you can do about it but be affected by it, is what I mean. So when you're dealing with a guy who didn't have a father, for example, and then you give him a bunch of money, how they act, the money doesn't solve the fact they didn't have a father. I'm just giving an example.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that sometimes it's not an excuse, but I think it can tell a reason as to why. Why is this person that way? And I think that we make that mistake sometimes. That doesn't mean you don't call in at 610-632-0975 and rip a guy because he had a bad game. Not saying that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about when we go to that level of, when we go sometimes, not all the time, but to the death threat level. And we go to going after their character because they played a bad game.
Yeah, like personal attacks that are relevant to.
To me, that's where it goes too far. They're humans in that way. Ripping them about the game is always fair game.
Mm-hmm.
But when we go that extra step, I think we forget that they're people.
Well, let's take it a step further, because you've had problems with certain media people who you believe do that.
Yes.
Explain that side of it, you're talking about.
All right, you got LeBron James right now because Kobe had been out for a couple years. There are guys who are millionaires, and their job is to tear down prominent superstars, namely LeBron James. Skip Bayless is rich right now. I can say his name flat out, mostly because he would go on TV every single day, year round, and rip LeBron James. He's rich because of it. Yet if something happened to LeBron James, he would all of a sudden change, even though LeBron James has made this man rich. His existence makes that guy make $7 million a year. LeBron's existence is the only reason that guy makes $7 million a year. Yeah, he goes. Then you have Jason Whitlock, who now makes a bunch of money, over $1 million. His main job is to rip LeBron James. That's his job. There, to me, Ed, there's a cottage industry in 2020 of hate on an athlete. Not call it how you see it like you do, Mike. I'm saying
hate because it makes them money.
It makes them money. So if LeBron scores 40, they say it should have been 50, and then people go and tweet to him, and then they make more money.
LeBron, all right, so you're saying they activate the ignorant masses.
Yes. And when LeBron James, when he was his last year with Cleveland, he had a house in L.A. That's part of the reason why he picked the Lakers and all that stuff. Someone wrote a racial slur on his house. They went, remember, there was a store, you can Google it, it's there. And then he's a rich man, he had somebody repaint his house and remove the racial slur. Jason Whitlock goes on TV just to be contrary and to make money and say, because he had somebody paint his house, that wasn't real racism, nothing happened to LeBron. He only said that as a way to activate the people that hate him. And he's paid millions to do it.
Well, all right, but here's the thing. If we give them that kind of power, like, for instance, Jason Whitlock and Skip Bayless mean absolutely nothing to me.
Whatever
they say is irrelevant to my life because I know what you just said. So we are giving them the power by paying attention to them. But you're saying that people can't help but pay attention to them because they aren't strong enough to get past the fallacy of it.
And they're given big platforms. And then in the case of Whitlock, what they'll do is they'll then put him on Fox News to say that same thing so that a certain section of America says, see, this black guy also hates LeBron. It's okay for you to hate him too.
Uh-huh.
And that's just what it is.
I get that part of it, why that would really irritate you.
And then in the case of Skip Bayless, though, you know where he started. He moves over, they give him a bunch of money. He's given a platform for like 4 hours every day, similar to how long we're on, nationally, just to hate on certain people. Not to call it how they see it. That's great. You can be critical. Like, you've been very critical of athletes throughout your entire career.
Mm-hmm.
But when a guy, you're hard on Brent Simmons when he's bad, after the Lakers game, had Kobe's untimely death not happened, Monday, you'd have been giving it up to him because he played so well.
Absolutely.
You call it how you see it. That's not what these guys do. These are characters that are paid to hate the athlete. And to me, that's inappropriate. Even though LeBron gets paid a ton of money and he's not losing sleep, it's still, to me, wrong because when it gets to that personal level where you're now making money to assassinate character and then that becomes a normal thing, that's when, to me, it goes too far.
Well, it's also not an intelligent argument because it's not valid based on anything that he's doing, which is why they're hired to talk about him. You're hired to talk about him before sports. That's what it should be. And you can't even formulate an argument to come at him for that. So you have to just take the lowest common fruit, which is taking hate, which is an easy route, which we all know this entire country has just been operating on. And it just stems into a larger problem.
It does. And it is a form of ignorance that we would do well to talk about to get people to think about it. Now, this leads me entering into this quick thing. And I know people are going, tired of you talking about it. I have to. Okay, you have to understand that I have to mention this today, because if you saw the Philadelphia Inquirer today, there is a story, obviously, about the masses who have gathered in Wildwood, New Jersey, and a Trump rally. Part of this deals with a T-shirt that is being sold and purchased by a lot of people that has on it, and I have it right in front of me, I support LGBTQ. Those letters in American flag. Underneath it, it says Liberty, Guns, Bible, Trump, Barbecue. Now, I ask you, I implore you, people who are supporters of this president, to tell me what's right about that. To tell me that that is not a serious form of ignorance that harms this country because of archaic attitudes where we will never grow as a people. I have never been more incensed than to see something like that. Now, do I blame the manufacturer of the T-shirt? Of course I do. But the manufacturer of a T-shirt is a huckster who knows that he's going to have an audience to purchase such a heinous T-shirt like that. And we're talking about 2020 and we're trying to make progress in this country and this is what we stand for? And then you want to attack me for being too liberal? You can kiss my ass. Let's go to Ed in Redding. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ed.
Hey, yeah. Mike, a big fan. Watch your show all the time. Hey, I was thinking about the tragedy. I really liked Kobe, and especially when I saw the video when he celebrated the Eagles winning the Super Bowl. That was awesome. And then when he said how he met Foles and Foles said, "Oh, I'm Nick Foles." He says back, "I'm effing Foles." And of course I know you're effing Foles. So I thought that was really neat. And we Eagles.
That's not the way it said. He said, "I knew." Yeah, he didn't say I'm effing Foles. I know who you are, Fool, is what he said.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, either way, it was great.
Yeah.
And I loved it.
Yeah, you added a couple F-bombs in there that you didn't have to add.
Oh, right. Well, I didn't actually say it, you know.
Yeah, okay.
But anyway, it's a tragedy, and I compare it to a similar tragedy with Princess Di when she passed, you know, was tragedy on hers. Would you compare it to be similar?
No. Hey, listen, Princess Diane was I don't want to, like, you know, rank them, but Kobe Bryant was an American sports star that I think generated a bigger response than Lady Di. I could be wrong. I know she was a national figure. I know she meant a lot to charities. It's equally as shocking, Ed.
Oh. What about, you know what happened at the exact same time? Mother Teresa was died at the same time.
Yeah. I got
you. So, I mean, they were both, you know, people that really touched people. I would think that with Mother Teresa, I think she had more of an impact on the poor. But, you know.
You're trying to, why are you trying to rank them here? I mean, what's the point of ranking here?
I don't know. Maybe not necessarily rank them, but just compare them how they're similar.
Yeah, they're all tragedies. And, Mother Teresa died, right? Her life wasn't taken from her like Princess Diana and Kobe.
You're right. And, but I was just mentioning how Kobe's a big Eagles fan, and we Eagles fans stick together. And also, you're wrong about the Cats. They're going to win today.
Okay, good. I hope they do. I'm rooting against them. I'm just giving you, you know, you're a fan. Obviously, you think they're going to win. I'm just looking at it from a standpoint where, you know, whatever. 610-632-0975. Frank in Haddonfield. Frank, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Frank.
Hey, Mike.
What's up, Frank?
Thanks for having me on. Long time fan, first time caller.
Thank you, buddy.
Yep, absolutely. I've heard other callers talk about the guilt of Kobe passing and not really being a big fan of his, but reconsidering that now, all the things I heard, and, it's funny because I didn't cry at people that were real close to me when they passed. But now here's this guy that I didn't really consider a Philadelphian, and I'm on the verge of tears.
Yeah, I know. It was a heartbreaking story. It just was.
Do you, Mike, I did also heard you and Tyrone talking about, and I love this kind of stuff, you were talking about the 2001, the run. That was my favorite run by the Sixers of anything besides the Super Bowl, even though they lost. But if Kobe and Iverson switched teams, can you imagine, like, if Iverson did what he did with Mutombo and Horse Face Hill and, Herb Snow, can you imagine what he would have did with Shaq?
I don't know the answer to that question because Allen was kind of an individual guy, and the question was always, would he be able to play with other great players?
But that year, in that playoff run, he was very, he passed the ball. Well, he passed it once or twice anyway.
the team was built for him not to pass it. Right. You know, it wasn't like they needed, like, it was all about four guys who were role players around Allen Iverson, and it was his show. It was completely different. I have no idea how he would have worked with another great player, especially like a center, like Shaq.
Yeah, he didn't do that well with Melo, but, you know, I don't, most people don't.
Yeah, that was you know, towards the where he was not the same AI.
Hey, Mike, my brother-in-law makes great beef jerky. I want to get some over to you. It's not a company.
I'm a big jerky fan. I'll eat jerky from anybody. I'm a big fan of the jerky makers.
This, my brother-in-law, it's not a company, mm-hmm. but his jerky is the GOAT.
I think you should send me a little jerky.
I am. It's going down. It's going to happen.
All right, buddy. Thank you. All right, Frank. I'm a big-time jerky fan. A lot of people make their own jerky.
Oh, yeah. You need, like, the dehydrator to do that.
Oh, you speak.
Well, you know, you didn't think I was going to be commenting on a jerky. I don't eat jerky.
He doesn't eat jerky.
I can't eat jerky. So you had, that's you. You're cute, Matt.
Yeah.
Do you like a jerky?
I do.
Are you sure?
Yes. It's delicious meat. Come on.
You're the one.
What?
None.
I'm just saying you need a dehydrator to make beef jerky.
Actually was considering making my own jerky at one point.
Well, you could.
Do you have a dehydrator?
No, that's what I would have to get, obviously. But
they sell them when you go to Amazon and get one real quick. Even your local Giant might have one, actually.
I think it'd be a good project for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be a nice little weekend activity.
They make turkey jerky now. They make all kinds of jerkies in those things. You put a little soy sauce, apparently. There's recipes.
Yeah, you get it saturated and marinated and then dehydrated.
Yeah, but apparently people do it. I don't think it's as hot as it was a few years ago.
Jerky's like gold. You know, it's the most overpriced thing that you could ever find in a grocery store. Come up with something that's as overpriced as beef jerky. You're getting a little bag, and you may get like three swallows.
Yeah,
it's like seven
for seven something.
Truffles, it is
without a question.
Why is it so expensive?
It's a good question.
Especially if you can make it yourself. You got to make it yourself.
It's high quality. Like turkey jerky shouldn't be that expensive, but it is. But beef jerky is a nice lean cut of meat that I say, you know, probably is.
It's like a delicacy.
But if you buy it,
it's like a Wawa delicacy.
I can't think. I tried to do this the other day in my head. What per pound? What? It's the most expensive thing you can find in a grocery store. There's not anything that comes close. They're not selling truffles in a grocery store.
Oh. Right. What if they made truffle jerky?
It is. There's not.
I'd eat that.
I, you could come up with a list. Beef jerky would top every list.
There's certain spices that are more expensive per
saffron.
Pound. That's expensive.
Yes.
Saffron. A lot of money for saffron.
Saffron's expensive, and nobody really buys saffron. I'm talking about like a regular perch. Like you have to be like some kind of weirdo to buy saffron. You make paella with saffron.
Yeah,
how many times you gonna make paella?
It goes well with the seafood. It goes well with the seafood. Yeah. Use just enough
saffron. A pack of threads of saffron will last you 7 years.
So it's like an investment. It's like a spice investment.
Well, I'm telling you, but beef jerky, you're consuming right away. It's the absolute most expensive thing you could ever consume in a short period of time. I'm going to come up with a list. I always start with jerky.
Not a bad start.
Mike Missinelli Show, back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
I see nothing on Twitter, Paul. Brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons with Natalie Agadoff. Natalie.
Thanks, Mike. Over 2,700 votes on this one today. Who is the most revered living athlete? 66% say Michael Jordan. 17% say LeBron James. 8% say Wayne Gretzky. And 9% say Tom Brady. So Jordan's still in the lead.
All righty. I just made a quick top five list. The things that I cringe when I have to put them in the carriage. Beef jerky's one.
Mm-hmm.
Kraft salsa. Like, not your, like, you know, your...
The Tostitos?
Not that. I'm talking the Kraft salsa.
Yes.
They're like the Nouveau Kraft
salsa.
And
like the mango.
Yeah, they cost too much.
Whatever. It's like obscure, like small produced batch by somebody in Texas. Yeah. Right?
But it's
it's
so
always
good.
Like double the price of a regular salsa.
That is true.
All right. Number three, Tide laundry detergent. Tide is always a lot more expensive than anything else.
Yes, the most expensive.
What is it, liquid gold? Tide? What is it about Tide that makes it $5 more expensive?
Never used it, couldn't afford it.
Well, there you go. Taylor pork roll.
Well, that's
$9.99 for a roll.
That's now. That fluctuates.
Whatever. It's right on the list. And remember this, Pepsi AC and acid tablets.
Those are quite expensive.
$22.
What?
Yeah.
Pepsi AC's $22.
Pepsi AC and acid tablets.
Oh my goodness.
Either mint or berry flavor. $22.
Wow. Wow. Dang.
And these are all things that I buy. And I cringe every time I put it in the carriage.
All the nuts are too expensive.
Nuts are.
Whether it's anything but the peanut, the cashew, the walnut, all too
much. Cashew is, you can get a cashew, like mixed nuts, the cashew is always a couple dollars higher.
Yep. And then sometimes to get the walnuts, you got to go to the baking section. They don't even put it with the nuts. You have to go to the baking section and get a different bag, and it's a fortune.
Yeah, the
now,
nuts.
Now I know why.
The nuts are inflated.
It unleashes this nut.
That's expensive.
You know what's really also expensive? The English muffin, the Thomas English muffin.
Yeah, if you get the Bobo.
You can get the Bobo, it's $2 cheaper. That's why sometimes you get a buy one, get one free. I stock up on that bag.
Yeah.
I freeze those muffins.
You freeze them, yep, because it's like, go, you're right. They cost a fortune to get English
muffin. I haven't had an English muffin in a while. They're delightful.
They're fantastic. And it's a little less, it feels like less bread to me than some of the other
stuff.
With
all the nooks and crannies.
Yeah, you take the nooks and crannies.
To be honest with you, the red and green pepper is getting out of control. You know,
yes, I noticed that as well.
Dollar and a half for a green pepper these days.
See?
I won't even touch the red or orange if they're over like $3.
Exactly.
Now that I know that they're all the same pepper.
What? Well, there they go.
They're all the same pepper.
Here's the
it's
trick.
Just different ripe, different seasons.
Here's the trick they do.
Of the same pepper.
They do the trick. 10 for 10.
Uh-huh.
You got about a 10, though, to get the price.
Right, they'll put
a
sticker.
All I got to do is 10 peppers.
Right, they do the little sticker. Sometimes it's just 10 for 10, but a lot of times they'll say, must buy 10.
I can't use 10 peppers. I can give them to the neighbors.
You can pickle them.
You was he doing pickling peppers now?
Pickle peppers.
Pickling peppers.
You can pickle peppers. And make
I can't 10 peppers. What the heck, that family 10.
Right, it's just you. And you don't get 10 peppers.
I want my pepper.
Right.
So I got to spend $1.50 for the one.
It's ridiculous.
I want to get the dollar price. I got to buy 10 to get the dollar price. Jamie and Perkins here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jamie.
Oh, Mike, what's up, man?
What's up, Jamie?
Two things. First off, I agree with Tyrone. Walnuts are absolutely inflated. It's like $14 for a bag of walnuts.
Yeah, well, the pistachio is the same thing. The pistachio nut is not cheap either.
It's honestly ridiculous. But the second main thing I called for is your Twitter poll.
Mm-hmm.
The most obvious answer is not even on there. And I know for you, as a golfer, you have the most respect for this man, but Tiger Woods needs to be on that list.
Yeah, he probably should be on it. Yeah.
He moves the needle like nobody in sports does. I mean, you don't have to know anything about golf, but if you find out Tiger's down a stroke going to 18 on the Masters, you're going to watch it. It's just, it's compelling TV every time. Everything he does, every headline he makes outside the course,
you're absolutely right. I guess still a little bit, but you know he's still not the dominant player.
But Phil never broke any barriers like Tiger has broken.
No, you're absolutely right. Is Tiger the best golfer of all time? In my mind, he is. There are a lot of people that say no. Jack Nicklaus would be the best golfer of all time.
I mean, I'm 26 years old, and I mean, I've never seen Jack play, mm-hmm. and I've only seen Tiger play. But for what he's done in his background, I mean, I know Mike everything that Mike's done, and it's great, and he's broken the barrier of basketball and did things that nobody's ever done or seen. But the stuff that Tiger does is like, it's polarizing.
You're absolutely right, but now the question is, does golf resonate with the average fan more than basketball would? Probably not.
No.
What is the question again? How did you frame this Twitter poll question?
Who is the most revered?
Revered, yeah. Tiger, I guess he is revered.
I mean, honestly, we could only put four options. Yeah, we chose out of the four major, which maybe we should have included golf. I don't know. Sorry. You can only have four.
And I guess we could have picked a baseball guy, but none of the young OG players are really revered.
Yeah.
Like right now, people are mad at Jeter because they don't think he's a good owner. Mm-hmm. And so it's tough with baseball.
Like we were trying to pick the greatest who have like a certain, like literally a reverence about them that people, they're like unanimously respected within their sport.
And Jordan and LeBron, fortunately, NBA gets two because the personality, we also know NBA players more than we know any other sports players.
We
don't know football players
hardly at all. They're
worldwide. Yeah, but the guy is a good argument. I can't argue with the Tiger rationale.
Tiger could be a Tiger's thing, though. Well, I know you're up against a break.
Well, no, you could say.
It's just layers with Tiger, though, because you got the sport itself, the country club part of it when he started, and the racial components
and he busted through all that.
And also his shunning of the racial components of it, like to where, like, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not black.
Right.
And all that kind of, so there's just layers with Tiger as far as there's people who like him and dislike him for a bunch of reasons.
Yes. He's a little more polarizing than maybe the people we have on this list. Yeah. Although Jordan, well, nobody sees the polarizing part of Jordan. 610-632-0975. One line open. We'll continue the discussion. Good day of discussion right here on the Mike Missinelli Show, 97.5 FM.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Four 46. Mike Missinelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic. 610-622-0975. Still talking about Kobe. Lighting up the mood a little bit. Except a few minutes ago when I had to get something off my chest. Wildwood by the sea. Oh, yeah.
You know, I like going down there.
Tell you what, the people that are down, why don't you just get over with and light a cross? just get it over with, all right? Bunch of maggots. Anyway, I just thought of the best bargains.
Best bargains?
Let's hear the bargains.
All right. The bargains. Yeah. Coffee on sale. Coffee has come down in price big time at a grocery store.
I never bought coffee.
You do the Maxwell House?
No. Well, Maxwell House is cheap. But even the better brands come down on sale.
Yeah.
Like you can get the Starbucks. Mm-hmm. You can get the Pete's.
Pete's is a known brand.
Oh, yeah. So when Pete's comes down in price, I lock up.
Yeah, that's
like you bring that bear comes down to $6.99. I'm in.
You got it.
And then there's an underrated brand called Seattle's Best, which you can always get for a great price.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So there you go. Coffee. Iceberg lettuce.
Yeah, you can get that really cheap.
99 cents. Throw a head in the basket for 99.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Water. 36. The 36 pack of spring water for like $2.99.
Yep, I had to buy that for this past weekend for my sister's going away party. Bought three cases.
There you go.
Well, free. It's
exactly.
Like free to buy the three cases.
$2.99.
Yep.
They're giving it away.
Uh-huh.
Lentils or dried beans?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
69 cents.
Get it very cheap.
You get the dried bean, 69, you hydrate it, you save yourself 40 cents. Okay. Rather than getting a can.
Right, people, listen to this.
All right. And finally, store brand canned whole tomatoes.
Oh,
my like
store brand canned tomatoes, 99 cents.
So you're saving a lot of money when you make your sauce.
Don't you use the whole tomatoes when you make your sauce, right?
Sometimes I gotta get lured into buying a San Marzano tomato, which is over $3 a can.
We had canned tomatoes with everything growing up in my house.
All depends, and if I'm making for me, I'll go store bought. If I'm having people over. And I'm making a
splurge.
I'm going San Marzano.
Okay. But all somebody right? who's making their first sauce, maybe they get the store brand.
Just as good.
I'm saying
you put it through the food processor, you add a little high quality tomato paste.
Yeah.
You make it a thicker marinara. Boom. You're good.
See that? All right. That helps.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's go. Ollie and Trenton. Ollie, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Ollie?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How y'all been?
What's up, Ollie?
Not much. Just wanted to go ahead and reference six quick things, and don't hang up on me just yet. I'm born and raised in New Jersey. I love all New Jersey teams. Not so much a big fan of any Philly sports teams, but I would rather pick the city of Philadelphia over New York any day. I listen to you guys over the New York station because you guys actually care so much more about the sports in general, and you also talk about MLS, which I'm a huge fan of. Other than that, it's such a sad day for what happened to Kobe and his daughter and just the whole sporting community. I mean, no matter where you are, whether you're in international sports, like because Kobe was worldwide when you look at the grand scheme of things, not just with the NBA, but we're talking about NFL, we're talking about soccer in general, you know, him living over and being over in Italy as well. And also, he was a big supporter of different sports here in the States that may not have gotten as much traction as other sports, to be realistic. Mm-hmm. Very, very sad. The whole thing that's going on in Cape May right now, so god-awfully dumb. We don't even need to talk about that. We could just go ahead and take that whole thing and chuck it in the trash. Let's be realistic. Mm-hmm. The next thing I want to go ahead and say is, if Ben could just shoot the ball, start crying about it, that's great. Let's kick over. He's still a great player, and he's got a lot of time ahead of him.
No. You're going too far now. You are going too far. I've got no patience for the let's let Ben develop. I got no more patience for it. Either you dominate the game with what you have, or you start shooting a basketball. I don't want to hear great one night, not the next. No. Okay. I am tired of giving him that leeway.
Fair enough. But I think a good reason for that is because we've all become so accustomed to people coming straight out of either college or high school or
Ollie, listen to me. Ollie, the man does not shoot a basketball. When you don't shoot a basketball, then I need to see you dominate the game with what you have. And if you're not dominating it with what you have, I have a right to say, then shoot the damn ball.
That's fair. Shaq didn't shoot three, so let's be realistic.
I don't want the three. I don't even care about the three. I've never mentioned the three ever. I don't mention the three ever. I don't even know what the number three is. That's not what I want. I don't want to see three-point shots. I don't care about the three-point shot. There are two things that I have been. You want to play the game like you played the other night against the Lakers? Against the Nets? I ride with you. When you're not playing the game that way, you are not helping your team to the max because you're not shooting the ball. So it's one or the other. Either you shoot it and enhance your game that way to get the 25 points, or you dominate the game on the floor to get the 25 points. Either way, you got to get to 25. Matt in Lehigh Valley, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Matt.
Hey, Mike, how's it going?
What's up, Matt?
Hey, man, listen, I got to talk about this Kobe and the state of the United States as a whole. So I'm sitting at work last night scrolling through some news feed, and you know, there's a nice little article that people can comment on like a blog status. And some person with the name Trump supporter, i.e., decides to write back, how about everybody ignore the fact that a rapist is finally dead? Now,
This is two days after an iconic figure in American sports history tragically passes away.
Listen, you're not going to stomp out ignorance. I'm just trying to get people to think about it. Like, and I bring this up today, and you see a T-shirt that says that. Does that not spell ignorance to you? What good does that do to grow as a people? I mean, that's the only thing. If you want to be a Republican, conservative, knock yourself out. That's your choice. But let's judge it on a level playing field. You are actually purchasing a T-shirt that says that? I got no tolerance for it. All right. I'm sorry. Let's move on to your sports point.
Yeah, that was a big part of my sports
plan.
Okay. It kind of goes together.
Yeah, but I don't want to like get bogged down in the political thing, because this is, you know, people get upset. So I just made a statement. I want the statement to resonate for whatever it's worth, because I felt I needed to make the statement in light of what I viewed today in the Philadelphia Inquirer. It's repulsive, frankly, and so I just couldn't sit on something that was repulsive.
I hear you 100%.
Religion, Trump, barbecue. What are you kidding me? These are people we're talking about. You reduce it to that. 610-632-0975. Mike Misnelli Show back after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.